We're now joined by a very special guest on the Peoria Chiefs pregame show, Brendan King, voice of the South Bend Cubs. BK, how does it feel to finally call a baseball game? You had to wait forever.
Feels great, and it's even better that I could start the season by seeing you again. Hey. It's obviously been a few years. Great to meet Nico as well. But, yeah, it was a bit of a weird first weekend, but, you know, happy to be off and running.
Yeah, kind of a unique situation where you had guys trying to stay loose playing kickball, right?
Opening day, played a kickball game in the outfield, of course, due to infield conditions. That first weekend of South Bend Cubs baseball was washed away at Four Winds Field. But I'll tell you, for the folks that were in the ballpark that night, maybe if they didn't expect to see baseball, they probably didn't expect to see kickball. But it was competitive. Like, Cam Cisneros went 4-for-6 in the kickball game, and they got into it. So credit them.
Love that. Love that. In Four Winds Field, brand new renovations are open this year. Mm-hmm. Tell me about them.
$48 million, and I think the thing that stands out, yeah, a few, maybe a few more than you and me have.
Yeah.
But I think what stands out is not a dime of it came from taxpayers. It came from the state, and that's credit to the owner, Andrew Berlin, the president, Joe Hart, GM, Nick Brown, and really the entire team. You know, Berlin spent a lot of time in Indianapolis at the State House working with, you know, the former governor, the current governor, and everybody to get this going. It all came from the state. And, you know, it drastically, obviously, expanded the ballpark. And I can't wait till you're able to see it. You know, the second deck, the new convention event building in the left field corner. You know, it's going to be 4 stories, a new rooftop as well. And then, you know, even our broadcast area got expanded. It didn't necessarily get bigger, but it got a little bit longer. So you got a little bit more room now. The press box is now in that area. The former owner's suite is now the press box. The owner's suite went upstairs to the second deck. So I can only paint the picture so much until you're able to see it when you come to us. But it's fantastic, and I think it's going to be an amazing thing for the South Bend community for years to come.
Well, sounds really exciting, and I think maybe the Chicago Bears could learn a thing or two out of that playbook.
Well, but that's crazy. And, I not to get off tangent, I hope they never leave Soldier Field. It would be you know, for them not to be lakeside, for, you know, you and I both love Chicago and love Chicago sports, it would be demoralizing for the Bears not to be playing on Lakeshore.
I just think they need to just stay in Illinois. Yep. Whether that's Soldier Field or whatever, just stay in Illinois. Anyways, South Bend Cubs. Let's talk about them. This is an exciting group. I had the chance to see a lot of them down in Myrtle Beach last year. But, you know, starting with the leadoff man, Kane Kepley. I mean, I want to talk about just a stereotypical kind of hard-nosed leadoff man. What have you seen from him, and what are you kind of expecting from Kepley this year?
Well, it's funny. You've probably seen more of him than I have. You know, I've only had 2 games to actually watch him play live, but, you know, 3 doubles in 2 games, the first one that opposite field off the left field wall to open this series, and obviously we jumped on top early. You guys got the best of us on Tuesday, kind of the opposite on Wednesday. But, yeah, I think he just profiles as your classic 5-tool man. And the way that he has played center, at least me getting to watch him too during practice, I mean, it's got a lot of PCA to him, the way that he tracks fly balls. And, you know, I don't use that term lightly because I've never seen anybody play the outfield like Pete. But Kane's the same way, with a really good first step. But he's also a different player than Pete. But the way that he's been hitting line drives, you know, he had that spot yesterday where he fouled one up the first base line, and then he did the exact same thing. But it was fair into the right field corner. So I don't know exactly how long he's going to be here, but that 5-tool approach, I mean, that works at any level.
100%. And if you had to pick one guy, pitching or hitting side, that could be a sleeper this year that maybe Cubs fans should be paying attention to, who would you go with?
So I think you could easily bring up the Cepedas and the Hallbacks and the Ayers. But, you know, a guy that I think is going to drastically improve, and you saw it last night, is Drew Bowser.
Yeah.
So Drew really struggled at times last season. And talking with hitting coach Nate Spears, who was in his 3rd season, he mentioned to me that there were some adjustments that Drew didn't necessarily take last year that he's now adopted this year that has made a major difference in his spring training experience. And it starts with utilizing the opposite field, which I don't think he did much last season. He was very pole heavy. But again, it's your first year at high A. I understand. He's using the opposite field a lot more. And with his 2 doubles last night, that's just not something we necessarily saw a year ago. And I will say, I feel bad for the guy because last season, his last home run was a grand slam in Dayton. Unfortunately, the game was canceled before it became official.
Oh.
So the slam doesn't count.
Oh.
He should be credited with 3 home runs last season, only got 2, and the biggest one didn't count. So I know that obviously was tough for him last season, but you know, he's a guy that Larry is going to bat 7, 8, 9 in the order, and if he can give you what he did last night, you know, not on an everyday basis, but can help you out multiple times a week, that's a spot in the Cubs order that can really be helpful.
Yeah, and he had a great college career at Stanford, and obviously Pac-12, no slouch there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe another thing that fans don't necessarily realize a lot of the time is that guys are just not going to get promoted every year, and just because a guy comes back doesn't necessarily mean that, oh, they're not a prospect anymore. And you guys have a lot of returners from last year's team.
19 total from years past, 17 from last year. You add Olivo into that mix as well. He was with us partially, and Granadillo as well. And you've seen this before. You know, a lot of times in this league, being older is actually a good thing.
Yep.
And, you know, you could talk about development, and yeah, maybe do you want some younger players for the org to develop? Sure, but kind of from our perspective, a lot of times when you're older, that means you're going to have a good chance to win. I think in the bullpen, too, you know, you really haven't seen much of our bullpen this week because of what Romero did last night. But, you know, guys like Kirkpatrick and Moore and others have yet to pitch this year. And, you know, Kirkpatrick was as good as any reliever in this league last year late into the campaign. And it was a bit of a surprise to see him back in a Cubs uniform. But, you know, especially, too, when you can have some older guys in your bullpen, that's going to help you win games. And we'll see what happens the rest of the week because a lot of our older relievers have yet to throw.
Well, we'll probably see him a few tonight, a few tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
BK, looking forward to it. And great to share the press box with you again, my friend.
It's great to be back with you, and looking forward to some fun stories and travels with you this year.
That'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, BK. Appreciate it.